And it's always an exciting part of the week when we get to this time because it's Adelaide superstar Patrick Dangerfield in the studio, Smitho. We love having him here.
We certainly do. And Danger, it was a get-out-of-jail win on the weekend, but not without a cost. How's the injuries going to two of your stars?
Morning, guys. Yeah, it wasn't the ideal weekend given Rory's broken jaw and obviously Brad Crouch not being able to finish the game and coming off with his foot injury. So a positive was that we won both games. We won in the SANFL and we won the AFL, but can the cost losing those two?
Paddy, obviously there's been a bit of discussion about Crouch and whether or not he should have played in the SANFL. I think he had a jab before the match. Is that fair criticism or is that just part of the game?
Look, to be honest, it's part of playing AFL footy. It's something that happens in every footy club, whether it's AFL or the lower leagues. You know, we have excellent medical staff who have been involved in the industry for, you know, 30 plus years. So there's never a rash decision that's made. It's a calculated one and one that's made with the best interests of the player first and then footy second. So it's just one of those unlucky situations for Brad. It was scanned. His foot was scanned even last week, and it showed there was no bone damage. So it was just one of those unlucky situations where, unfortunately, the injuries reoccurred.
And what about for Rory? Does he have to wear a face mask or something? Because obviously he's been hit in the same spot a couple of times now, and he's out for another extended period.
He did say to me he wanted to wear a face mask and play this week. I said, well, maybe just give this week a miss, and then we'll go from there. But once again, it's a really unlucky hit. Maybe he's got soft facial bones, I'm not sure, but it's one of those things. It's AFL footy, so hopefully it's not 6 weeks. Hopefully he can come back earlier like he did last week, the last time he injured his face, but we certainly won't risk him any earlier than needs be. But you know, he's certainly one of our most important players and we need him out there.
Now, Paddy, we were talking about this during the break, but a question that I ask from a very non-medical background, and I assume you're a little bit the same way, but with Brad Crouch in particular, having a jab in your knee before you go out...
In his foot.
Sorry, in his foot. We were talking about your knee, his foot. But a jab in the foot, does that desensitise the area? Does that increase the risk, potentially, that you're going to do more damage to it because the pain's taken away and you're perhaps putting more pressure on it than it deserves because of the painkiller?
It does desensitise it to a certain extent, but once again, Brad knew straight away as soon as something wasn't right within his foot. So what it allows you to do is just sometimes, you know, for me last year, I just had a crooked knee for a while and it just allows you to warm up a bit more freely. It certainly doesn't mask all the pain, that's for sure, because that is unhealthy for you. So that will never be the case. You know, that happened in the 80s and 90s where you could play on a broken ankle, but you just can't do that nowadays. So for us, for Brad on the weekend, it was just about managing his warm-up so we could warm up properly. And then as soon as the game start, he'd be able to feel everything within his foot. And, you know, he only lasted 3 minutes, so he knew straight away that when he landed awkwardly, something wasn't right. So it's not like he could have played out the entire game not feeling his foot at all.
So was it a good decision to play?
I think so. The doctors cleared him before playing the game. So you can look at now and say, well, you shouldn't have played him. He's come off injured. But that's in hindsight. He ticked off all the boxes prior to playing that should prove that he's fit to play.
Paddy, you had a win in the end, which is great for the club. 7-5, well and truly in the top eight, seventh spot. But kicking efficiency, is that the one thing that came out of the game? Because the first three quarters, it was well down on where you'd like it to be.
How did you pick up on that, Rennie? it's something that we've done really poorly probably over the last month, and especially our conversion at goal as well. I think we kicked seven behinds in that third quarter. So it was almost a game of two halves. We played really poorly in the first quarter and in the first half, and Brisbane really controlled play. But in the second half, we actually played some really good footy, but we weren't able to really capitalise in front of goal or hit really easy targets. So it's doing the easy things well in games, earlier in games, but also just taking a few more risks, which we haven't done. So You know, that'll be critical this week against Geelong side that when they're up and going, they're incredibly hard to beat.
And they are a very good side. And obviously a lot of people are discussing you coming up against the Cats because a lot of people have been discussing your contract. And Chris Scott was asked the question, the Geelong coach, yesterday. We'll just have a listen to what he had to say, Paddy.
I can understand that their supporters in South Australia in general would be disappointed if they lost one of their key players. And it's unfortunate, from our perspective, that we seem to be the ones linked with, not only Paddy, but a range of players. So, we empathise with the way they feel.
What about you, Paddy? It's obviously difficult for you. You're coming up against the Cats this week. Do you feel that pressure, given that you're coming up against them and that glare, I suppose, that spotlight is on you perhaps even more this week?
Not really. I play for Adelaide. So whoever we play against is the enemy, and you prepare and you treat them as such. So for me, it's like any other opposition. The media will blow it out as they can do at different stages. But for me, it's an opposition side. It doesn't matter who they are. I go out there wanting to win, and so does the team.
I know you've got a lot of friends at Geelong. Obviously, they are the enemy on match day, but do you look to catch up with them at all leading up or after the game at all?
Not really. I suppose given it's a Sunday game as well. When it allows to, last week we were up there for an extra day, so I grew up playing with Alan Christensen, so I know him pretty well, so we caught up. But it's hard when teams are only in the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can and sometimes you can't, but it also depends. You can know players from playing against them, or you can actually grow up with them and know them quite well. So there's one thing, having a 10 seconds of conversation after a game, there's another actually knowing their life stories and having a fair bit to do with them.
You know what I'll be looking out for, and every other Crow supporter, just how heavily you're tagged and whether you're roughed up by Geelong. and if they give you an easier go, that might tell us something.
I don't think that'll be the case.
Well, in particular, Paddy, Joel Selwood, is he one player that you'd like to go head-to-head with? I mean, he's such a competitor. We saw him at training bleeding yesterday just while he's training. He's such a fierce guy to go up against. Are you looking forward to that challenge?
Yeah, look, he's obviously a really important player for them and a real integral part of their midfield, so we have to be aware of him. But when they've played their best footy, they've had a real even spread across their entire midfield unit. So Caddy's played some really good football this year. Motlop's been another. Guthrie runs through there and runs and carries the ball. So it's not just one player that ever wins you a game, so we have to be wary of their other players that they have in there that can really get off the chain. So obviously Selwood is the main one in there, and they obviously have Hawkins up forward, so Tails has a massive job against him.
I want to ask you about who might come in for Rory Sloane. Obviously a big out, but is Riley Knight, he's one player that looks to be a really smooth operator, is he one player that could be in line for a debut this week?
Yeah, look, he was really close last week. He was obviously the travelling emergency and then flew back and really performed on Sunday against the Port Adelaide Magpies. So he'll certainly come under consideration. Rory Atkins is playing some really good footy. Sammy Shaw, Jakey Lever. We've got some really good players playing some really good footy in the SANFL. Brony Martin's another. So, there's really good pressure from those guys playing at the lower level to make sure the players playing at AFL level are performing, because if they're not, then they'll find themselves out of the side.
Hey, Paddy, on another topic, from a player's perspective at ground level, how did you see the penalties dished out to both Tippett and to Lance Franklin this week?
It's an interesting one. Obviously, there's been a huge amount of conjecture with the Bryce Gibbs tackle compared to Lance and Kurt's actions. I suppose what comes of it, though, is that Robbie Gray was subbed out, and both in the incidents on the weekend, those players were fine. So I can certainly understand that the confusion around those decisions. But I suppose, this is the first year we've had this new look match review panel. So it's not until they've been involved and made decisions over one season, two seasons, three seasons, that we can get a real grip on, how things will be adjudicated.
I guess you'd be saying, if only they'd done that the game before the Crows are playing Sydney, because you'd like them out of the team.
Yeah, well, they're obviously really important players, but you've got to be careful not to get into the trap that, those are the only two players that can win you a game. Mm-hmm. Sydney have a excellent midfield, a really strong back line, and obviously very potent up forward. But what it can sometimes do is, rather than be predictable going towards goal, because we know those two are such focal points, it can almost take the pressure off, and then you know, other players can bob up. So you've got to be careful about just worrying about, you know, those two superstars.
Paddy, you're a player that generally doesn't like to engage in too much sledging on field. Sam Mitchell probably goes the other way and maybe crossed the line at the weekend. What did you make of what he did? He obviously came out immediately and apologised afterwards. Did the match review panel get it right by not penalising him?
Yeah, I certainly think they got it right, not penalising him. You know, in the heat of the moment, you know, Sammy was, I think he was elbowed just as they were running out to the ground. So he was retaliating. Mm-hmm. He didn't do it in the right way, and he admitted that after the game. But rather than try and get in a fight, he's not very tall, so he's not going to try and get in a fisticuffs fight.
Nothing wrong with short blokes, Paddy.
No, exactly right. you know, he'll fire back in the Sammy Mitchell way, which is funny at times when you play against him, but I think they got it right. I think it was a bit of a storm in a teacup, but obviously very topical with what's happening at Essendon.
And what about Charlie Cameron? Great coup for him, winning the Rising Star nomination. He just looks to really be improving and growing in confidence every week.
Yeah, absolutely. He, you know, he plays with AFL speed. He's starting to get more consistency in his game, which is the hardest thing, you know, you have to combat when you're a young player. You have some really good games, and then you have some down games. So he's playing some really good footy for us. He's a really important member of our side. And the work that Eddie Betts has done with him from when he first moved over to now certainly can't be underestimated.
Well, Paddy, you're having a fantastic season as well. Let's hope another 3 Brownlow votes on the weekend and another win for the Crows.
Another win, and we'll be happy.
Yeah, that'd be great. 8-5 would be sensational. Patrick Dangerfield joins us every week. He does a sensational job. We really love his time.